The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that disabled golfer Casey Martin has the right to ride a golf cart in PGA Tour events, despite the tour's contention that walking is an integral part of the game. Martin sued for the right to use a cart based on the Americans with Disabilities Act. The 7-2 ruling ends a 3-year court battle between Martin and the tour. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So the court ruled that walking is not an integral part of golf. I guess they all use carts on the court.
Well, most of the justices, when they play golf, I'm sure do use carts, as do virtually all recreational players these days. And the tour's contention was that on the championship level, that walking is an integral part of the game, that stamina is a part of it, that fatigue plays into whether players win or lose at the end of the round. And in writing the majority opinion, Justice John Paul Stevens, who is a golfer, said, yes, walking and stamina are a part of golf, but we find that in the case of Casey Martin, two things are in play here. Number one, under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the tour must try to accommodate him. And number two, that he, Casey Martin, will become just as fatigued riding a cart for 18 holes because of the of his circulation problem in his leg as another golfer will get fatigued walking 18 holes.
Now, the tour argued that putting Martin in a cart gave him an unfair advantage. If the tour really believes that and doesn't want him to have that advantage, then everybody's got to be in a cart.
Well, they could take that tact, which they're not going to. The tact that Tim Fincham, the commissioner, is going to take is that this is a very narrow ruling, that it will apply only to Casey Martin, and we're going to go on from here. Now, if in fact that becomes the case, if no one again ever comes forward and says that walking 18 holes of golf 4 days a week, because remember, you have to do it 4 days in a row to play in a tournament, is, quote, beyond my capacity, which is what Justice Stevens said you have to do, then there's no problem. It's only one player, and most of the players like Casey Martin. But what do you think the chances are that no golfer at any point will come forward and say that walking 72 holes in a week is beyond my capacity? I'd say the chances of that happening are about zero.
Could this affect other sports?
Well, I think it's a long shot at it, that it would. But there are, you know, there are scenarios where teams in a sport that might want to pull a stunt of some kind to sell tickets might use this rule in their favor. For example, suppose an NBA team is floundering. They say, we're going to bring in a guy in a wheelchair who's a great shooter to sell some tickets. And under the ADA, he has to be accommodated according to this rule because it's certainly beyond his capacity to run up and down the court. I think it's a long shot, but it could happen.
Casey Martin has other things to worry about. His game hadn't been so hot lately.
Exactly. He was on the PGA Tour last year, didn't play well, lost his playing privileges. Now he's back on the buy.com tour, which is the minor league version of the PGA Tour, and he's not even playing very well there. He's only made $6,000 in 8 tournaments. If he doesn't start to play better, whether he has a cart will be moot, because you have to, one thing about golf is it's not subjective whether you're good enough to play. It's all in the numbers.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled, Days and Nights on the PGA Tour.